Hello, and welcome back to another edition of the Three Good Things podcast. This is the podcast where, you guessed it, I talk about three good things. Our first good thing is just a heartwarming story and video at the end of the article from the Good News Network. Highly recommend you check it out if you want some good news in the world. There's a lot of bad news going on with coronavirus, with the fires in California, with just general the state of things. So it's great to get a dose of good news on a daily basis. And that is also why I called my podcast Three Good Things. So our first good thing is from a very fun uncle who made his young nephew's dream come true by building a roller coaster in the backyard for his 11-year-old nephew to enjoy, and it's actually built on his nephew's design. So along with his 20-year-old son Charlie, he built his nephew, Calden Ashley, a roller coaster named the Big Dipper in the backyard. The inventive duo used a wooden cutting board as the seat of the ride and plastic pipes for the rails. They then put together old bits of scrap metal and wood to make the frame of the roller coaster, and after some work, the roller coaster was made in the backyard. So here's a quote from him. Even before he was tall enough to ride, he was designing them on a computer. It all started a couple years ago when I had an operation and was off work for a couple of months. I gave Calden, his older son, a wooden marble roller coaster kit I had when I was a child. He was so thrilled with it. My son Charlie built him a small wooden roller coaster that he could ride, and he was absolutely ecstatic with the end result. Just a heartwarming story, and towards the very end, there's a little video of, I believe, the nephew riding the roller coaster. Listen here. Maybe not the nephew riding the roller coaster, maybe that was someone else. Someone else previous part of the family. But just a great heartwarming story to start off the podcast today. Our second good thing of the day comes from Lambda School. Lambda School just raised $74 million for its virtual coding school where you pay tuition only after you graduate and get a job. So if you haven't heard of Lambda School, it currently runs 9 and 18 month part-time computer science courses for $30,000. They currently cover data science and full stack web development with payments for the course based on a sliding scale that only kicks in after you land a job that makes at least $50,000 after you finish schooling. The investment comes largely from GigaFund, the VC that started by ex-founders, originally to put more money into SpaceX, TandemFund, and Y Combinator. And other backers include GV, GGV, and Stripe. Specifically, Tommy Collison, who is a younger brother of Patrick and David, the founders of Stripe. Lambda School is not disclosing its valuation, but their CEO, Austin Allred, is an absolutely fantastic person and just a great founder in general, who co-founded the company with Ben Nelson and confirmed that it's higher than $150 million that Lambda had reached in its $30 million Series B funding back in January of last year. He also said that he hopes that this will be the last funding that Lambda has to raise, but they're not planning on IPO, but it aims to become profitable soon. In general, Allred added that the plan will be to use the funds to help the startup meet a surge in demand for its courses, especially with everyone going online. There's more demand than we can handle right now, even with the fundraise. I don't know if it's a good or a bad thing, but in general, it's a good problem to have when you have a ton of demand coming in for your product. Currently, at Lambda School, they have 3,000 students who are enrolled, all taking live, not on-demand, live classes with timetables programmed for different time zones across the world. All the classes are set up on a specific personalized basis with labs to extend your learning and quote-unquote live projects to put you in the middle of work, and it's partly why Lambda doesn't work like a typical MOOC, a massive online open curriculum, similar to Coursera or Code Academy or things like that, where you're going through the curriculum but you're not seeing live classes where you can interact with the professor and the instructor. Those MOOC courses are on demand. So if you pay a premium, you get access to that material. So you're watching a recording of the lecture that the professor recorded at their home beforehand. And then they're interacting you with you on the forum there when they need to. So that's what Lambda School's main differentiator is providing these live classes that collaborate between different time zones and have pre-programmed scheduling. But at the same time, as well as their financial structure for the cost of getting tuition and not having to pay until you get a job. But the money specifically is going to be used to expand the range of what Lambda School can offer. As I mentioned earlier, it's mainly computer science and full stack web development, but they're looking at expanding their content and also developing their business model. Just yesterday, the startup got approved by California's Bureau of Private Post-Secondary Education after a long time of difficulty, and saw that Lambda, they saw that Lambda cease teaching in the state or get fined. I read that wrong. The startup basically got approval from the Bureau of Private Post-Secondary Education after a long battle where they potentially were having difficulties with Lambda ceasing to teach in the state and risk being fined. But part of the deal for approval included that Lambda no longer offer ISAs, or income share agreements, to students, for the moment, at least. So the article goes into a little bit more information about how Lambda is, what their payment structure looks like, and the negative opinions and options and the deferred payment business model that they have specifically. Now, there's definitely some pros and cons to their business model. In general, Lambda's model is based around 17% of your pay, roughly, each month. So if you earn even more, you pay back before the 24-month period, and or it may be more than that. One reader who finished the Lambda program tells that he had to pay $1,700 per month at the moment, for example, to essentially cover that cost of his tuition. Obviously, they didn't disclose how many default on payments that they have, and said that about 15% of students drop out before the end of the first month, which means they pay nothing at all and essentially have that first month free. There may be some sticking points for other people, but some students and partners for the fund have talked about funding Lambda because they really like the CEO, Austin Allred. So good news for Lambda getting more funding, especially for something that is completely virtual and has a deferred payment business model. I think it's great good news in general that these type of things are getting more funding, because it expands the access that people have to live education rather than paying Harvard or an Ivy League or just a college in general a huge amount of tuition up front for potentially a subpar product. This defer payment business model increases the access to the information and democratizes access, but also has the pros and cons of deferring your payment once you get a job to Lambda School. Our third good thing for the day is actually a dynamite video, all puns intended. It's number one trending on YouTube. You've probably already seen it, or at least heard the song. It's BTS. Here we go. So that song, that little snippet, is from Dynamite. The song is officially out by BTS. If you don't know who BTS is, man, you might be living under a rock. Huge Korean pop band that's taken over the world. Their video for Dynamite has over 100 million views in less than 24 hours. Absolutely crushing it when it comes to the YouTube space, but as well, just absolutely fantastic song. I'm gonna play a little bit more of it and then close out the podcast. Can't count, kick the drum, rolling on like a rolling stone. Sing song when I'm walking home, jump up to the top of the throne. Ding dong, call me on my phone, nice tea, and I'll get my ping pong. This is dead, heavy, can't hear the bass, boom, I'm ready. Life is sweet as honey, can't this beat you treat it like money. This song, all alone, I'm into that. You heard it there. Light It Up Like Dynamite. Great song. Even better video. They always kill it with the visuals. And that is where we're going to end today's podcast. Thank you so much for listening to the Three Good Things podcast. The main reason I do this podcast, as always, is for getting better at talking long form. And the main reason I do that is because I've been told I don't talk well long form. If you want to reach out to me, feel free to follow me on Twitter or DM me. My DMs are always open. My handle is @SharduLGo. That's SHARDULGO. Again, thank you so much for taking 10, 11, 12 minutes out of your day to listen to this podcast. And I will see you tomorrow.